Choose creativity over fear. Many creative individuals worldwide grew up hearing that success came only through traditional education and a serious job. Despite facing early failures in their artistic pursuits, this mindset has led to countless talented people not reaching their full potential. In today's skeptical world, opting for a creative path can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. Living creatively means following curiosity instead of letting fear dictate your choices. It's not about seeking fame or dedicating everything to your craft. Rather, it's about pursuing something that excites you and makes you feel courageous or enthusiastic. Moreover, there's no fixed definition of creativity. It could be anything that others might find unconventional, but gives you a sense of excitement. Whether it's painting, writing, rock climbing, or cooking, it's about doing something that sparks your curiosity and passion. Overcome creative fears. Your fears might hold you back from pursuing your creative dreams. Worries about lacking skills, starting too late, not being heard, or lacking time and money can stop you from doing what you love. It's normal to feel these fears. Instead of trying to completely get rid of your fears, try to accept them. They are a natural part of the creative journey. Your fears can tag along and offer their thoughts, but they shouldn't steer you away from what matters to you. In a creative life, fears are like passengers in your car. They can sit in the backseat and keep you company, reminding you of what's important. But they shouldn't take control of the wheel or divert you from your path. They are there, but they don't have to dictate your journey. Learn to recognize when an idea is knocking. Our planet is home to more than just humans, plants, and animals. Ideas also live among us. They wait for someone to bring them to life. Have you ever felt a thought persistently tugging at you, popping up everywhere, even in quiet moments? That feeling means you might have stumbled upon a great idea. Don't let daily chores or TV distract you from it. Accept it and start working on it. If you don't act on the idea, it will move on, looking for someone else to make it real. Ideas are mysterious like that. Elizabeth experienced this firsthand with one of her friends who is also a writer. She once considered writing a book set in the Amazon jungle, inspired by her Brazilian husband. However, for various reasons, she had to drop the idea and work on other projects instead. Around that time, she became friends with another novelist, Anne Patchett. Strangely, Patchett had also started writing a novel set in the Amazon. The plot of her story was almost exactly like the one the author had thought of. Both writers were shocked when they realized this. Today, they strongly believe that the idea somehow floated around until it found someone willing to bring it to life. Conquer self-doubt in creativity. Permit yourself to create, no matter how scared you are of failing. There's inspiration all around you, and you have plenty of talent. But often you find yourself stuck or struggling to start. What's the issue? The truth is that many creative people are their own worst enemy. Pursuing art is bold, and we often doubt ourselves. Our inner voices mock us for thinking we can create something special or bring our ideas to life. To overcome a creative block, you need to confront your inner doubts. Permit yourself to create. Declare aloud, "I am a writer, I am an actor," or "I am a photographer." This affirms your commitment to pursuing your passion, despite obstacles like rejection. Creative blocks and dealing with rejection. Rejection is tough to handle, but don't take it personally. Those judging your work are human too. Before one famous author became well known, she submitted a story to Story magazine. The editor rejected it, saying it was good but fell short. Years later, after Elizabeth had several bestsellers, her agent resubmitted the same story to the same magazine. This time, the editor-in-chief loved it and found it remarkable, even reminiscent of something special, possibly the story she had dismissed earlier. Ultimately, your art isn't just for editors or audiences, it's for you. It's a therapeutic activity that energizes and brings you peace. If your stories help you deal with your issues, their freshness or innovation doesn't matter much. Many writers have explored themes similar to Shakespeare's for centuries. Being authentic is more important than being completely original. So, be passionate and share what truly matters to you. Academic qualifications versus life experience in creativity. Academic titles don't necessarily help you create, but life experience does. Creative people often struggle with being taken seriously by friends, partners, or family. Artists often feel pressure to make their commitment to their passion seem valid. Many creative individuals spend years earning academic credentials for this purpose. But is this needed? The truth is, you don't require a degree to pursue what you love. Only real life experience provides the knowledge to follow your craft. Elizabeth's bestseller, Eat, Pray, Love, came from her journey to find joy in life after a tough divorce. She discovered that some lessons can't be taught in school but are powerful for success. These lessons helped her write a best-selling book. The key takeaway is that creativity thrives in the real world. To succeed, you just need to stay open to new ideas. Rather than trying to prove yourself as a serious artist, stay playful. For instance, Tom Waits sees his music as jewelry for his listeners' minds. Your art could be strange, comforting, funny, personal, or even angry. Some people will adore it, while others may dislike it, and that's okay. Support your art without struggling to survive. Many people think artists live carefree lives, attending bohemian parties without worrying about real jobs. But when artists rely solely on their art to pay bills, it often stifles their creativity. There's a better approach. Instead of selling out, artists can maintain a day job to support their creative careers. This might seem like a compromise or lack of dedication to art, but balancing a job with artistic pursuits can ignite more passion. Think of it as nurturing a secret affair with your art. Authors Toni Morrison and J.K. Rowling both balanced their early writing careers with regular jobs. They carved out a few hours each day to write, which became a routine they enjoyed. These dedicated hours can serve as rituals that keep us motivated, even when daily life gets tough. Keeping a day job also provides a sense of security for pursuing creativity. Art doesn't always lead to immediate success or money, so having a backup plan relieves pressure and allows for more enjoyable creative expression. If you want to create freely without the fear of disappointing yourself, having a stable income can provide the freedom to do so. Approach your art with playfulness, not suffering. Oscar Wilde once said being an artist is like committing a slow, beautiful suicide. He thought true creativity meant enduring a lot of pain. Many artists still sacrifice themselves for their work today. But there's another way to be creative without suffering. Instead of being serious like a martyr, why not be playful like a trickster? Martyrs stick rigidly to their beliefs no matter what, but tricksters are more flexible. Tricksters are like Bugs Bunny, always cool and able to find a way out of trouble. Bugs Bunny doesn't think he can outrun Elmer Fudd's bullet, but he's always confident it will miss. Learn from Brené Brown's creative process. During her creative journey, Brené Brown faced many challenges. Writing a novel was particularly tough for her. Instead of struggling alone, she decided to try something new. She asked two colleagues to listen as she told the stories for her book. They took notes, and then Brown used those notes to write her stories on her computer. Trusting her colleagues with this task helped Brown in many ways. It took away the pressure of trying to make everything perfect right away. As a result, she started writing faster, had fewer moments of feeling stuck, and even found herself enjoying the process more. Key points. 1. Follow your curiosity and choose creativity over fear to feel inspired and brave. 2. Accept your fears as part of the creative process, but don't let them control your journey. 3. Pay attention to persistent ideas and act on them before they slip away. 4. Declare yourself as an artist to silence self-doubt and permit yourself to create. 5. Real-life experiences, not degrees, often teach the most valuable lessons for creativity. 6. Balance a day job with your art to support your passion without pressure. 7. Approach creativity with playfulness and flexibility instead of struggle or seriousness.